Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's crucial for your well-being and happiness. Setting boundaries in relationships. You know that feeling when you're constantly giving, 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 but rarely receiving? Like you're walking on eggshells around certain people, afraid to speak your mind or express your needs? Trust me, I've been there. We've all been there. It's like we're programmed to put others first, right? But here's the hard truth. Prioritizing everyone else leaves you drained, resentful, and ultimately unhappy. So today we're going to equip you with the Spartan Discipline Code to establish those healthy boundaries, reclaim your energy, and build relationships that truly nourish your soul. First things first, why are boundaries so important? Ever heard the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? It's true. When you constantly give without receiving, you deplete your own resources, your time, energy, emotional reserves. Think of it like this. You have a limited amount of fuel in your tank. If you keep spending it on things that drain you, you'll eventually run out and crash. Now, let's talk about those five key takeaways for building rock-solid boundaries. 1. Know your non-negotiables. What are the absolute deal-breakers in your relationships? Identify your core values and beliefs, then figure out which behaviors violate those values. This could be anything from disrespect to manipulation to constant negativity. Once you know your non-negotiables, stand firm and communicate them clearly. 2. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, but it's essential. Learning to say no protects your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Remember, saying yes when you mean no often leads to resentment and burnout. Think of it like this. Imagine someone asking you to carry an extra heavy backpack on a long hike. Would you say yes if you knew it would weigh you down? Probably not. Treat your time and energy the same way. You have the right to choose how you spend them. 3. Communicate assertively. This means expressing your needs and feelings clearly, respectfully, and directly. Don't be afraid to speak up for yourself, even if it feels uncomfortable at first. Practice using I statements to own your emotions and avoid blaming others. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try, "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted." 4. Set consequences. This is a big one. If someone repeatedly crosses your boundaries, it's important to set consequences. This could mean limiting contact, ending the relationship, or clearly stating what will happen if the behavior continues. Remember, setting consequences shows others that you're serious about respecting your own needs. 5. Be kind but firm. Setting boundaries doesn't have to be confrontational. You can be kind and compassionate while still protecting yourself. Think of it like setting a fence around your garden. You want to keep out pests while still allowing beneficial visitors in. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine a friend who constantly calls you late at night, wanting to vent about their problems. You care about them, but you also need your sleep. You could set a boundary by saying something like, "Hey, I'm always here for you, but after 9 p.m., I need to wind down and get some rest. Can we chat earlier in the day?" By communicating your needs clearly and setting a specific time frame, you're protecting your sleep while still being supportive. So, what's the takeaway? Setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about respecting yourself and creating relationships that are mutually beneficial and fulfilling. Remember, you deserve to have your needs met. Next time someone tries to cross a boundary, take a deep breath, remind yourself of your non-negotiables, and speak up with confidence. You got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing it. Let's spread the word about the power of boundaries and create a world where everyone feels valued and respected. That's it for today, folks. Stay strong, stay sharp, and keep crushing those mental battles. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another dose of Mental War.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.